It's time to meet the Rent for Wolves, sponsored by BEI. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by a four-year junior hockey veteran and a man who's been on both sides of a recent but heated rivalry, Costa Castanhas. You come from a fairly well-known family in the Pembroke area. So how did you get your start and how did you end up in Renfrew of all places?
All right, so I started off minor hockey in Pembroke, obviously. I was novice. So, like, when I was really young, I played for Pembroke Rep competitive before like any other level was available. And then I moved up to Aces in Adam. I played a year early with the older age group. So I played there for about 3 years. And then Titans came in. So I moved up, played a couple years in Titans. And then I got drafted by Pembroke. Played a couple years of U18 there, like AAA. And then I played Junior B there for a year and a half. And then played half a year with the Lumber Kings Junior A. Last year I played for the Timberwolves here in Renfrew. And I was doing full-time school. I ended up playing half a season like with the Junior A Wolves as well. And then this year, I just committed fully to the Wolves Junior A, and here I am.
You know, earlier this year, I joked with Emma Robillard, who's actually now playing for the Pembroke Lumber Kings, about the dangers of playing for your hometown's rival and kind of the discussion of switching laundry around. You seem to have taken to it rather well, though. Talk to me about being on both sides of the rivalry.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely cool to play for the hometown. Like, it's definitely something special. And yeah, it is kind of odd, like, playing for the rival, like, right after. Like, it is, like, it's kind of funny, honestly. But, like, it's pretty cool, though. Like, I've enjoyed every year I've played, so.
Well, let's talk about what you've brought to both clubs. Tell us about yourself as a player.
Yeah, I'm like, a hardworking two-way center. So I could produce offense, but also, like, defensively responsible. And I try to be physical. Like, I'm an older guy on the team, so I have to be like a physical presence as well.
And that's interesting because the Renfrew Wolves kind of live and die on pressing opponents. It must provide some satisfaction to know that not only do you fit the role that the team needs, but the team is built in a way that fits you almost perfectly as well.
Yeah, I definitely feel comfortable like that. Like, obviously it helps being older than most of the league, so like you could kind of, yeah, it's easier to like put pressure and like go against like younger people, like kind of making them, you know, cough up the puck easier. Definitely makes a difference.
And I'm sure that hard-nosed style helps off the ice as well, as we alluded to. People in Pembroke will probably know you and your family from a different connection to the community.
Well, actually, my family has a restaurant in Pembroke called Fresco's Tap and Grill. So I work there. I help my dad out a lot there. Usually work there, like if I'm not working out or anything to do with hockey.
Well, then I guess the question is, can you cook?
I'm pretty good. I've gotten better. I can't say I'm like great, but like I'm getting better.
And that can be a very high-paced business when it wants to be. Is there a skill that translates between the kitchen and the ice?
Part that would parlay into it is probably like just quick decisions, honestly. Because like, you have to just keep, like, I guess it's kind of similar in the sense of like patterns, I guess. Like, you just have to keep up the pace, and like you make a mistake here to like cost like something bad that'll happen. Like, you know, you have to just keep on it, basically. Like, I'd say that's probably the biggest similarity.
I think we're just about wrapped up, Costa, but before I let you go, I wanted to talk a little bit more about Pembroke, because it is such a historic hockey town. Having the privilege to see some of those stars pass through, who was maybe one that really impressed you the most?
Yeah, for sure. Like, when I was younger in Pembroke, Matthew Pekka was, like, a big star. I was probably about, like, 7, 8 years old, and, like, me and, like, my teammates, we always go to the games, and, like, yeah, that team was amazing, and like he was a great player. Like, honestly, like, we all felt like he was like an NHLer already. So I'd say he was probably the one that stands out to me as a junior player around here.
And how about for you? You know, your time in junior hockey is coming to a close sooner rather than later. What have you been thinking about doing?
I definitely would like to keep playing hockey as much as I can. Like, I've never went through a year of my life without it. So just keep playing at the highest level would be nice. Obviously, a scholarship would be great. Whatever happens, just I'll definitely keep playing no matter what. So, yeah.
And on that note, so much of your young journey has been in the Ottawa Valley exclusively. If the opportunity was out in the wild blue yonder, would you be considering it?
Yeah, definitely like, considered. But, I mean, nothing like absolutely certain yet. But definitely, like, I pretty much have played here my winter hockey my whole life. So it would be different, but I'd be open to going anywhere.